Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kip Haar. And this morning, our guest is Reese Duncan with the Shaw Contract Group. How are you doing, Reese?
Hello, I'm doing great.
Thanks for being with us. We're actually at NeoCon 2009 Chicago, and I guess I can tell by looking at you, you're grinning ear to ear, and I know why, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. You guys won the Best of NeoCon Award, and you basically swept the whole carpet category. You won gold in both Broadloom and Modular. And so you got to be happy about that. And you won it with a product called Wool. Tell us a little bit about Wool.
Okay. Wool really was sort of in the conceptual phase last year when we had a prototypical exhibit called Design Lab at NeoCon. And it was based on trends that we saw in the market. And two of the trends really sort of stood out the most to our customers and resonated. And one was called Eco Couture, which was really focus on sustainable materials and trying to invent new sustainable materials through processes. One that was a wool, a natural wool that was undyed and bleached, and everyone loved the feel of it and the look of it. So we actually went through some fiber innovation development and developed a yarn to simulate that wool in nylon with our Eco Solution Q story, which of course for us as a manufacturer is important because we have that closed loop cycle with our product. And the other one that we developed to make the product wool is called our metal yarn, and it was really inspired by the armorial trend, which was really about metal and ornate and shiny, a very protective sort of covering, and we had metal beads encrusted into the carpet, and that really stood out to everyone. Everyone loved the reflective quality that it had and could imagine that on the floor. So we created a yarn to look like metal, and it has a very sort of soft sheen like a metal does. And those two fibers really were used to create the product called Wool. So it's a mix of that really natural, raw, woolen look with the sort of contrast of the metal. And that yarn diffuses together in most of the products to create just unique textures on the floor.
All right. And, you know, we're talking about a product called Wool that's really made out of nylon.
Yes.
And it's a Eco Solution Q nylon. And it also is backed with your Eco Works backing.
Yes.
So it's got that whole cradle-to-cradle sustainability story.
Yes.
But, when you walk in your space and you see this product, it's right here on the floor. And since this is audio, people can't see it. But I'll tell you that it's kind of conservative, classically conservative. I mean, it's gorgeous with texture, but I mean, the products you're showing have somewhat of a natural or neutral color range that you're showing it in. And I think you have three styles that are modular and three styles that are Broadloom. Is that
yes,
right?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yes.
So you have plenty of different looks. And this is also, if you take, for instance, you had a product 3 years ago that I think was called Silk.
Yes.
And it was a little higher price point, wasn't it? So
yes.
This is also a value priced product.
Yeah, it gives you the visual, I think, for those people who loved Silk. It has that high-end look and that aesthetic, and it has such a wide range of products, though, that it has some products that are a little more mid-priced, which, you know, we're hearing from our clients is important right now, that you have both in a package. So you could have more of a high-end look in the collection and then also products that could sort of cost average the project, if mm-hmm. you would say. So it's important to have, you know, both price points.
Well, based on what I'm seeing with this product, why don't you talk a little bit about the design trends? That what are the specifiers looking for as they work with their customers to enhance the interior surfaces or floors in their new projects?
Yeah, I think we're seeing people go maybe a little more conservative. I think there's a lot more attention to detail in products, sort of like this handcrafted quality, we like to say, where you use different yarn systems and different subtle textures that maybe aren't such a, it's not about big patterning, but more about texture on the floor, and then they accent with color somewhere in the space. So I would say we're probably selling more classic type textures right now, a lot of neutrals. There's a lot of gray, as there is at Neocon, I've noticed. There's a lot of white and gray. And then they punch things up with color, and you'll see an orange here or there and a green here or there. But for the most part, everything sort of remains more on a neutral palette.
In these styles and wool, how many different yarns did you use? Maybe that's a tough question to answer, but there's several different yarns in there, aren't there?
There are. And that's, I think, what makes products more interesting now, because everyone has the same machinery pretty much in the carpet industry. So a way to differentiate yourself sometimes is in the subtle details. So yarn can really give you a different look. But we used three different yarns in the product. So there's the metal yarn, there's the woolen yarn, and then there's our solution dyed nylon that we blend in as well, just to create a little bit of balance and backdrop.
Okay. And when did you develop this all internally with your own people?
We did. When we came back from Neocon last year, we went to our fiber group and said, we want a fiber that looks like this, and we want a fiber that looks like this. And this was, I will have to say, the first time that we really worked internally with our fiber innovation group to get us somewhere that we wanted to go. And our fiber group is also residentially focused, so a lot of their time is spent on residential yarns. So I would say there's a shift moving right now for us internally to focus more on our internal yarns and innovation from that perspective, and we have a whole team dedicated to that now, which is a somewhat new resource that we have.
Well, I've got to be careful how I say this next comment, but I will tell you that generally, when you see some of the products that win the Best of Neocon Award, they can be real edgy and kind of, you know, step out, total new and bizarre look. And this product is actually, I mean, I got to compliment you. It's a gorgeous product. You know, one of the things that I noticed when you have it installed, there's not a lot of quarter turn. I mean, you've got it in the modular styles. You've got it running in kind of a monolithic type of arrangement. And that's kind of, things are moving that way, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And a lot of times when we're developing a style, if it can only be quarter turned, we don't introduce it.
No.
So we try to look for design freedom to where you can lay it monolithic, you can lay it quarter turn, you can lay it brick, you can lay it ashlar. So we don't want a style just to be able to install the quarter turn, because a lot of clients really are moving to tiles so frequently now, where even some of these clients used to use broadloom. Mm-hmm. And they want it to look more, you know, sort of seamless on the floor. So, and I think that has to do with a lot of the, you know, clients who are used to broadloom.
All right. So one of the reasons I said I got to be careful when I say this is I want to point out that, I mean, you did a sweep on this one. You won both the gold in both categories. But I understand that for the last 8 years, you guys have won some type of award in the Best of Neocon. Isn't that right?
We have. Yeah. Yes. So this was a great year for us, though. And I don't, we were talking earlier, I don't think anyone has won the gold in both broadloom and modular for one collection. So this is kind of a first. It's going to be hard to beat next year.
And you are the creative director for the Shaw Contract Group.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that job?
The job I'm currently in for about 3 years, but I've been with Shaw in research and development product for 14 years.
Okay. And let's talk real quick, since some of the people listening aren't at Neocon, you guys actually have a pretty good show traffic, even though some people are saying that as far as the general whole merchandise mart, the traffic might be off, you know, between a third and a half of what we normally see. But you're actually seeing some pretty good traffic, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. I would say the mornings are a little bit slower, but we're pleased with the customers who are here, and they're, you know, maybe one person from their firm who comes, so they really are interested in learning a lot about the product and sort of being the research engine to bring all that information back. So I think they're responsible for a lot, or they're here for a project, and
right.
So they're learning a lot and talking to a lot of.
So some of the people that are coming here are actually talking about projects. They've got projects they're working on.
Yeah, they're, you know, thinking of different projects that they're working on and how new products and finishes can sort of fit into that. They always want to come here to see something new.
Yeah. All right, Reese, I appreciate you spending time with us. Congratulations again on winning the Best of Neocon Award with your wool product. We've been talking to Reese Duncan, who's creative director for the Shaw Contract Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.